This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 782 and three quarters, down 12 and a half. July, 782, down 9 and a half. Soft May, 701 and a quarter, down 7. July, 705, down 6 and three quarters. May corn, 485 and a half, down 1. July, 489 and three quarters, down 1 and a half. December, 484 and a half, down 1 and three quarters. May soybeans, 1431, up 3. July, 1402 and a half, up 1 and a quarter. November, 1190 and a half, up 1 and three quarters. May soybean meal, 466.20, up 250. May soybean oil, trading 40.76, up 2 cents. April live cattle, 145.17 and a half, up 80. March feeders, 177.82 and a half, up 60. April lean hogs, 120.60. They're down 105. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
It's been a very choppy week for row crops, by and large.
Oh, no question about it. Kind of a normal week ahead of a report. You see a lot of position squaring. You see a lot of consolidation, and that's the only way you can describe the market right now.
Don't want to read too much then into the technical actions that we're seeing on the weekly charts. But I do want to read maybe something into all the numbers that have been slung around on planting intentions. No matter who you ask, the numbers are very large. In some cases, they're even record large when it comes to the soybeans. So everybody is leaning bearish. Could there be a surprise?
Oh, well, there certainly could. I mean, if you look at, you know, over the last 20 years, it would be typical that we would be too big on corn, or too big on beans and too little on corn. But, you know, with the way the weather is and soil temperatures and everything else, this may be the year that that's not the case. But, you know, everybody's above what the USDA was. When you look at the February numbers, no question, although, you know, they're also reflecting 174 million acres being planted versus 171.5. So you would expect them to be higher. But, you know, if you look at the ranges on the different services that have these reports out, you know, 92.7 for corn, 93 for corn, 81 for beans, 81.1 for beans, you know. So they're really not too far apart, but certainly going to be interesting, and everybody will be waiting on Monday at 11 o'clock to see once what really happens here.
All I know is in the last 4 or 5 years after this report, the move has often moved violently in one direction or another and to follow through in a sessions following.
Well, absolutely, and I wouldn't be surprised if we'd see that this year, too. You know, it's a situation where if we come in at less than that 81 million on beans, I would expect to see November beans take a big pop. They have very big numbers built there. I mean, there have been numbers thrown around like 83 million that are floating in the background. You know, when it comes to corn, if we came in above that 93, then I would expect to see some pretty strong downside pressure. But it'll be hard to see corn go down dramatically and beans go up dramatically. You know, usually when you have the major moves is when both of the crops are affected in the same direction. So, you know, this is going to be a very, very interesting report. They have a lot of it into the report ahead. By the time we get through with Friday's trading, I think that you'll have enough people that have already decided which way it's going to go, and then they'll just wait until Monday at 11.
The other thing that that we have on Monday is a quarterly grain stock report.
Right, right. And there, too, you know, you don't see a whole lot of variation in the guesses. They're expecting about 7 billion bushels of corn to remain, which would show, you know, a good reflection of what our export pace has been. They're expecting about 989 million bushels of beans remaining, and wheat a little over a billion. Very little difference between different services that are out there. I'm personally in the very same camp. I think that the USDA will reflect some of the strong demand that we've had, and therefore, you know, if you compare it to a year ago, though, on corn, we were at 5.4.
Right. That was the drought year.
That's right. So no matter how you look at it, we're still going to have a higher stock number than we had a year ago. But, you know, if it comes in just 1.6 million, I think that, you know, that'll give us some stability in that market. The beans look to be a little bit smaller than a year ago, and wheat definitely smaller. We were at 1.2 last year. So this is going to be, you know, when you come right down to it, what's more important, the grain stocks report or the acreage report? Well, I personally would think the grain stocks report is going to be more important because it'll give us some indication as to carryout numbers, and then we'll back that up with whatever comes in because yield is such a big issue when it comes to the acreage report. And so you change yield by a couple bushels, and it makes a dramatic change in production. So acres, acres are important, but they're not the overall end all.
We will have already by then also consumed the quarterly hogs and pigs report. To what degree does that set the tone for the other reports on Monday?
Well, I think, you know, it's certainly going to, there are implications there, of course, for corn usage. There's no question about that. A lot of disagreement, though, when you look at that hog and pig report. You know, the December through February pig crop are the ones that are going to be coming out in that May to July time frame. When you look at the May to July time frame, you see guesses anywhere from negative 9.2 to a positive 1.4. So the question as to what PEDV has really done should come up here. I think one of the things that we're going to be watching closely is the breeding stock number, because when you look at the breeding stock inventory, basically that's a reflection of 11 months down the road, basically, is what it is. And so it's going to be interesting to see how it actually all shakes out and what the implications are. If you look at the current slaughter numbers, you'd have to say that there definitely has been an impact. And that litter number is a big one that they're going to be watching, too, because, you know, came in at 10 this last time. They're expecting about 9.6 this time on average for the guests. And so, you know, that all has implications. And yet the reality is we're running hogs right now at 283 pounds. We're hearing that. The processor says they probably won't be docking guys, so they'll allow them to go bigger to make sure that we've got the meat. But the May through July time frame is a tough one because that's usually our lowest production time of the year, and you know what you don't want to do is run out of meat.
Well, we have also noted that April lean hogs have really taken it on the chin in recent sessions, I guess in part because of rumors that Russia may, in their conflict with the U.S. over the Crimea area, may choose to not take hog imports after all this process and the months and months of discussions agreeing to do it. I guess essentially it was going to be March the 10th.
Right, absolutely. And I think it's that, and it's also we've seen a big drop in the cutout price, and so therefore, you know, when you look at that, the implications are it's starting to hit the retail market, and I can tell you, I was in the store last night. Whole loins went from $2.19 a pound about a week and a half ago to $2.98 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
So it's beginning to trickle in. And if you look at the cattle market, ever since it hit the retail market, we've had a really tough time getting back up to the old contract high that we put in. So I think that's the same type of thing we're seeing in the hog market. The hog market is just sitting back. But if we come in with tighter numbers than what the expectation is, I believe we'll probably stamp higher again.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group, she's in Champaign, Illinois, joins us every Wednesday morning on the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. May corn, 486 down a half. July, 490 and a half down three quarters. December, 484 and three quarters, now 85 down one and a quarter. May soybeans, 1431 and a quarter, up three and a quarter. July, 1402 and three quarters, up one and a half. November, 1190 and three quarters, up two. May soybean meal, 466.50, up 280. May soybean oil, 40.68, down 6 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.